We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and going to get an update here from Stephen Bridenstine, Curator of Education at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. They've got some exhibits and other events coming up here in the month of September. And Stephen, tell us what's this new traveling exhibit?
Yeah, well, we're very excited. Obviously, we've had the Harley-Davidson exhibit here all summer long. That ends a week from Sunday. So it's about one more week to come out and check out hands-on Harley-Davidson. But we're really excited because coming up 3 weeks from tomorrow on September 25th, our new traveling exhibit for the fall is called Dinosaur Discoveries. And we're very excited. It's actually from the American Museum of Natural History in New York. So it's a top-notch dinosaur exhibit. And what's cool about this one is that it really explores some of the neat topics about dinosaurs, like how did they move, right? So you think about T-Rex, you've seen it in Jurassic Park and other films, but it really puts science to it to try and explain how it is that these huge animals could move. And then new research about what dinosaurs looked like, feathers, colors, you know, it's really based on sort of that latest research from the last few decades about dinosaurs. So we're really excited. That one opens up here again on September 25th. And then to tie into the dinosaur exhibit, we're doing another story walk downtown. So if you haven't done one of these before, we partner with the library in downtown Manhattan. And what it is it's a free kids story walk all throughout the downtown area where you go from window to window and you read a storybook. And the one that we're doing this September, it actually starts today. It's the book, How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodnight? And if you've not read the book, Brandon, it's a really cute one. It's parents trying to get their dinosaur kids to go to bed. It's 15 panels, so you have to do 15 stops. And it's a really fun one, and it's completely free. So if you go out there and you do the story walk along 3rd Street and 4th Street and Points Avenue, you can do it any time of day that you want. And if you do complete the story walk, the first 100 people to come back to the Discovery Center, you can get a free copy of that storybook, How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodnight? So we're really excited for that one.
That's a wonderful sounding exhibit. I'll have to check that out for sure, the story walk downtown.
Yeah. And then sort of to pivot to some of the other things that we're doing this fall, you know, we have a foundation here with the Discovery Center. It's the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation, and they're doing their second annual fundraiser event. It's called Bison, Beef, and Bourbon. I'm sure you love all those things, right, Brandon?
I do. You betcha.
Yeah. So it's going to be an event here at the Discovery Center. It's Saturday, October 23rd. It's going to have a live and silent auction. We're going to have food throughout the building, cocktails, live entertainment. We're really excited for that one. And all of the proceeds from that event are going to go to support our Kidscape exhibit, which is the new redesigned kids space that we're doing on the second floor on our mezzanine. It's scheduled to open in next year in 2022, but our foundation is fundraising all of the money to put that exhibit together. So that's a great event, Bison, Beef, and Bourbon, coming up on October 23rd. And then we've got new programs happening this fall. We actually, as like so many other things, we received a grant back in 2019 to do a series of programs at our new outdoor classroom, some nature-based programs, but they got delayed twice due to COVID, but we're finally doing them this fall. And what's great is these three programs are all free to the community. We just ask that you pre-register. So the first one is Nature Together. It's a new program for parents and caregivers and their kids ages 0 to 3. And it's kind of like a workshop for parents to learn how to be a good role model in nature and the outdoors. So that's one coming up. The first one's September 17th and 18th. And then we're also doing Nature Explorers Junior, which is a new, again, nature-based program for youth in our community who have intellectual or developmental disabilities. So that's a program for them and their caregivers. That one's coming up on October 9th. And then we're actually doing a guided walk on the outside of our building for our senior adult population. It's called Prairie Garden Walks. It's an hour long, and we're going to do, the first one's going to be all about the art and architecture of the Discovery Center itself. So that's coming up on Thursday, September 16th. So then again, all three of these programs are free. We just ask that you pre-register in our online system. So that's what's happening this fall. We also are continuing our Ask an Expert series, which is our live interview series. The next one's coming up next Thursday, September 9th. It's Modern Osage Perspectives, Education, Sovereignty, and Agriculture. I'm going to be talking with Dr. Alex Redcorn at K-State and Jan Heyman, who works for the Osage Nation down in Oklahoma. She's their director of the Department of Natural Resources. So kind of learning how what they do down there at their space about preserving the prairie and how the role that that community takes in that. And the last thing, real quick, we have a quick pop-up exhibit in our atrium. We are featuring the duck stamp art from kids that was submitted for the annual duck stamp art competition. It's going to be in our atrium. It's all September long. So lots of things happening here in the next month at the Flint Hills Discovery Center.
All right. Sounds good. And then Discovery Center is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Sunday from noon to 5. They are closed Mondays, including the upcoming Monday, which is Labor Day. FlintHillsDiscovery.org. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you.
It's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up on Monday, Best of In Focus, we'll replay the RCPD Dennis Butler interview. That'll be coming up Monday morning.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints is next on News Radio KMAN.